Exclusive, Representative Bill Huizinga. Nancy Pelosi 1,800-page press release stimulus debt and arrival in Senate. By Kyle Olson on May 16, 2020. The massive $3 trillion stimulus bill passed by House Democrats on Friday is debt on arrival in the Senate. Representative Bill Huizinga, Army, told Breitbart News Saturday evening. Huizinga also slammed new proxy voting rules passed by House Democrats, which would see some members voting for others on their behalf. This is abdicating your constitutional duty. The idea that literally 22 people holding 10 proxies each could go run the House of Representatives, because it takes 218 votes to do anything in the House, he said. What a consolidation of power from Nancy Pelosi, Huizinga continued. She just got what she wanted. I just do not understand my colleagues and their interest in handing their voting card to somebody else, he said. How do you count people towards a quorum who aren't physically there? Huizinga said. He said there should be a lawsuit filed against the new ruling, believes one likely will be. How do you pass laws when you don't even physically have a majority of the House of Representatives in attendance? Huizinga posted a video on Facebook shortly after the House vote on the stimulus on Friday. After humorously noting that he needs a haircut, which is currently difficult to come by in Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Michigan, said Republicans attempted to send the bill back to committee because it contained stimulus checks for illegal immigrants. That, to me, seemed very wrong, especially while we can't even get our state unemployment insurance situations figured out, he said in the selfie video. I'm getting the angry emojis and that's fine. If you want to prioritize illegal immigrants before we have people on unemployment, we're coming from very different pages on that, he told viewers. Go ahead and throw out your hate emoji. That's the wrong way to go. This is dead on arrival. They're not even going to take this bill up, Huizinga told Breitbart News of the Senate and added that the upper chamber would basically start from scratch if there is another bill. Doing pension bailouts, money for Planned Parenthood, money for the National Endowment for the Arts and Humanities, billions for the post office, $10,000 student loan forgiveness. I guess Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Elizabeth Warren did get something in the bill, he said, and called it an 1,800-page press release. We haven't even gotten the money out the door that we appropriated for the first waves, Huizinga noted. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.